From the Sky News Centre at 7, the Justice Secretary's ordered an independent inquiry after a migrant sex offender was wrongly released from prison. Hadush Kabatu was rearrested following a two-day manhunt. He's expected to be deported tomorrow. David Lammy says the review will help prevent further mistakes after what he called an unacceptable human error. Mark Fairhurst is chair of the Prison Officers Association.
I think there'll be more stringent and more robust procedures in place, and I would hope they robustly manage the system and overhaul it so this never happens again. We're here to protect the public, and this is a failure.
Sir Keir Starmer says Reform MP Sarah Poachin was being racist when she said it drives her mad to see adverts full of black and Asian people. The Prime Minister has criticised Nigel Farage for refusing to condemn the comments, for which she's apologised. A woman accused of stalking Madeleine McCann's parents has told a court she still questions her own identity. Julia Wonzelt from Poland denies the charges, saying she believes she could be the missing girl because of childhood trauma. Mandatory evacuations are underway in Jamaica as Hurricane Melissa strengthens into a Category 5 storm, the most powerful on record to threaten the island. At least four people have already been killed in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Andrew Tracy is stranded in Jamaica after his flight back to the UK was cancelled.
We have to remain here at the hotel. They have extended our accommodation, but we are on lockdown at the hotel until at least Wednesday. So we have to stay in our room, and room service will bring around food packs. Albeit quite rationed food packs.
The King has been heckled by a man who shouted questions about his brother Prince Andrew. Others in the crowd outside Lichfield Cathedral in Staffordshire told the protester to shut up. It's understood four or five serious bidders are interested in taking over Sheffield Wednesday. The club will put into administration on Friday, but it's hoped new owners will be in place by the end of the year. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Tributes have been paid to an elderly woman after she was hit by a car in Barry. Jacqueline Ellis died in hospital following a collision involving a black Mercedes on 4th Millennium last month. She's been described by her family as a devoted grandmother with a heart of gold. Police are still appealing for witnesses or anyone with footage to come forward. A juror has been jailed for 4 months after a murder trial collapsed. Paul Richards from St Fagans carried out his own research online despite being told not to by a judge. Proceedings were abandoned when he was overheard discussing joint enterprise murder with other members of the jury. The Deputy First Minister has admitted Welsh Labour will need to look again at how it campaigns. Hugh Ranker Davies told BBC Wales that the party had failed to get its message across in Caerphilly, leading to the loss of the Senedd seat to Plaid Cymru. Labour is now 2 seats short of a majority. Tests have been carried out at the site of a major new housing development. It follows concerns over detected asbestos and arsenic at Upper Cosmeston Farm, where nearly 580 homes are due to be built. Barrett Wedrow says they're aware of the land's previous use as a landfill tip. The Welsh Government says it will become the biggest net zero scheme of its kind in the UK. Now sports, and uncapped Leicester forward Ollie Cracknell has been called up to the Wales squad for their autumn internationals. He replaces Talupe Folletau, who suffered a knee injury during Cardiff's URC win over Edinburgh. Wales prepare to face Argentina on November the 9th in their first game under new head coach Steve Tandy. And Cardiff Devils have gone top of the Elite League following a 3-0 win over Coventry Blaze. Brett Pellini, Cole Sanford and Ryan Barrow all scored after the break at the Sky Dome Arena. The Devils go on to face Belfast Giants in their next game on Wednesday.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
At St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like
don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So what have we got coming up for you over the next hour? So we're going to be looking at domestic and international football that's taken place. We're also going to be looking at rugby that's taken place across the Vale, and looking forward to the all-important Autumn Internationals, where we're going to have a look at the Steve Tandy's first squad that he selected. And we're also going to have a quick check at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. Being as the weather's turned and it's starting to get a bit colder, it's no better time than to start looking at the ice hockey. But all that and more still to come at Pro Radio. This is your Monday night sports show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to turn our attentions to football to start with. And on Saturday, Barrytown were away to Bala, and that was it's always a tough place to go. And the game there ended 0-0. So Barry are currently seventh in the Cymru Premier, 2 points behind Cardiff Met. But on Saturday, they travel to Colwyn Bay, and Colwyn Bay currently sit fifth in the league, and they are 5 points ahead of Barry. So it's still all to play for in phase one there. And also on Sunday in the Adram Premier, it was a tough day for Barry as they were hosting the New Saints. And first half goals from Leah Lewis, Sarah Gibbs and Charlotte Creese had Barry 3-0 down at half time. But there was a bit of a fight back, and Ellie Priest and Amelia Herbert with two quick goals in the second half. But Kaylee Baker's goal stopped all the fight back and momentum, and the game ended 4-2 to the New Saints. That leaves Barry seventh in the Adram Premier, and they've got another tough match as next up they are away to Cardiff City. So that'll be a tough encounter for them there as well. And in the Cymru South Llantwit Major, they hosted Ynys Albion on Saturday, and they won that match 2-1. Jack Bevan with both of Major's first half goals, but a late penalty in the first half gave the visitors some hope. But there were no more goals, and the game ended 2-1 to Llantwit Major. So that's two wins in a row now for Llantwit Major, who moved to ninth in the league. And next for them, it's a trip to Treorn Stars. And also in the Cymru South Coralies match, that was postponed, and they next play on Friday away to Avonlido. And coming up next at Bro Radio, we'll bring you some selected games from around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
The JD Cymru Premier campaign continues as Barrytown United welcome Flint Town United to Jenner Park on Saturday, 8th November. Kick-off is at 2:30pm with under-16s going free. Concession tickets are just £5 and adult tickets are £8, available via the Fanbase app or on the gate. Home or away, keep up to date with Barrytown United on social media or at barrytown.co.uk.
Did you know that your council ward boundaries could change soon? The Democracy and Boundary Commission Cymru is currently reviewing the electoral arrangements for the Vale of Glamorgan, and it has just published its draft proposals. The Commission is an independent Welsh Government-sponsored body set up to review electoral boundaries, and it wants to hear your views on its plans. Read the proposals and have your say before the 12th of November at reviewswales.wales.
Eisiau gwybod am y gwasanaethau iechyd a lles sydd ar gael i chi yn eich ardal leol ac ar draws Cymru, ewch i edrych ar Dewis Cymru heddiw. O glybiau ieuenctid i grwpiau cerdded. Dosbarthiadau ymarfer corff. Help gyda siopa. Mae Dewis Cymru yn cynnig dolenni a chysylltiadau cyffredol a grwpiau, digwyddiadau, gwasanaethau cymorth a gofal lleol a all helpu i wella eich iechyd a'ch lles. Dysgwch am yr holl ffyrdd gall Dewis Cymru eich helpu chi a'ch anwyliaid yn dewis.cymru heddiw.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio. so full of twilight, dreams that glitter.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Dinas Powys, they played on Saturday, winning 3-2 at home to Pencoed Athletic. A 10th-minute penalty started the scoring for the away side, but Gareth Emmanuel brought the sides level before Oliver Amos restored the away side's lead before half-time. But Emmanuel, with a 61st-minute penalty, levelled the match yet again before scoring his and Dinas Powys' third goal late on in the game. There was still time in the game for Lewis Butler to see red, which saw the away side end with 10 players. And on Saturday, Dinas Powys are away to Penygroeg. And also on Saturday, Ely Rangers were away to Treharris Athletic. Then this match was a 7-goal thriller. Scoring started with a Daniel Taylor own goal, but Thomas Bell and Zachary Cleary's goals and a Ryan Hawkins goal for the home side. Then, in the second half, Jack Davis scored for the home team before Ryan Hawkins and Evan Madden put the home team 4-3 up before second goals for Cleary and Bell gave Ely Rangers a 5-4 away win. And that leaves Ely Rangers fifth in the league, and they are next away to Avon United on Saturday. And also Cardiff Airport were in Ardell South League Cup action, and they were at home to Kevin Coiber. Oliver Tipples with the first goal in the second half, but that was cancelled out late on by a Jonah Lewis goal. That took the game then to penalties, and for both teams, the first three penalties were converted before Cardiff Airport unfortunately missed their fourth, and Kevin Coiber scored theirs, and then unfortunately Cardiff Airport then failed to convert their fifth penalty as well, so they lost 4-3 on penalties, and they failed to progress further in the South in the Ardell South League Cup. But also on Saturday, there was a Women's International Friendly that took place in Cardiff, and Wales took on Australia. And this was a bit of an emotional game because it was Jess Fishlock's 166th and final cap for Wales, and she played 92 minutes of that game. And it's quite extraordinary because Fishlock exits the international stage having played in just over two-thirds of Wales's 246 matches in the history of the Wales women's football team. So that is quite an incredible statistic there, and she's been first name sort of on the team sheet for a long time, and this is on the back of Wales making their first international championship final as well, where they did go to Switzerland that as well. But I think we can safely say that, a bit like the men's team a few years ago, that this is a team certainly in transition. And Fishlock wasn't the only senior Wales figure to say goodbye to international football as well. So Kayleigh Barton as well, she's said goodbye to playing international football, and her contribution was marked as she was given a guard of honour by her now former teammates before the kickoff. But there was, this is where we get the changing of the guard, so to speak, there, because there were debuts for two 18-year-olds, so Gwen Zimmerman and Scarlett Hill, as well as a 20-year-old, so Tiana Teaser. And she had the honour of replacing Fishlock in the 92nd minute. But it was Griffiths that made the boldest impression, as she marked her second cap and her first start for Wales with a memorable goal. And this just puts some of it into perspective, because Griffiths, who was born in March 2007, so that's just under 12 months after Fishlock's international debut. So that just shows how long sort of Jess Fishlock's been there, and she's been an absolute immense servant for Welsh football there. I always find that a little bit sort of in sort of day-to-day jobs, when you've got when you start talking to people and you find that you're a bit older than them, and you know, been working in a place before they were in school and all that, but to be on the pitch with somebody whose international debut has been playing international football for Wales for as long as that you would remember. I mean, that must be some great honour on there. But it, unfortunately, it wasn't to be for Wales. They did lose. They did lose out that match 2-1. But they're playing really good teams, and Australia, again, another team in the top 20. And it was a bit of an unfortunate first goal as well. Wales were sort of in the ascendancy before it was almost like a sucker punch goal on there. And then when Griffiths scored, I mean, that levelled the match at 1-1, and it was only an 85th minute goal for Australia that actually took the win for them there. So I think it is showing lots of signs of progression there in the international game, and it's great to see. And I certainly think that they are going to go on to better things, playing the higher ranked teams, and with the taste of international tournament football, I think it's just going to boost the team on to do more and more. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look at the domestic rugby and a look forward to the autumn internationals, where we've now got Steve Tandy's first squad that was announced here at Bro Radio.
We'll be right back. you say. I know I could never face someone that could sound like you.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to be switching our attentions now to rugby. And Barry fell at the first hurdle in the WRU's Division 1 Cup after a 33-0 defeat at home to Frelly. The Northwalian visitors ran in four tries in the last 20 minutes for a somewhat flattering margin of victory. But given a lengthy injury list and the unavailability of several permit players, it was perhaps no surprise that Barry's makeshift side suffered defeat. However, for the first hour, the Bombers, with several changes from the previous week, were very much in this stop-start match, but failed to make the most of the possession and territory they enjoyed. Barry's line-out possession was very much hit and miss, and the Bombers inevitably struggled in the scrum. Well, throughout, play was frequently punctuated by the whistle, allowing neither side to gain the opportunity to put many phases together. Until the last quarter, it was really was something of a war of attrition, although Prelly's frequent pick-and-go approach always looked slightly more likely to pay dividends. Barry could point to disallowed try by Alan Evans in the last minute of a scoreless first half, and a second ruled out when the forwards drove over 6 minutes into the second half, both before the visitors even opened the scoring. Held up was the verdict on both occasions, just two of the official decisions that caused some head shaking. Barry next host bottom club Revelin in the Admiral League on Saturday with several players available again. And elsewhere, Penarth cruised through to the third round with a 46-16 victory at Mid Wales side Cobra. Vice-captain Andy Richards marked his 100th game for the Bears by scoring one of six tries for the visitors in Powys. Keane Lewis, Dan Callahan, Tom Griffiths, Halley Williams and Luca Keane-Adams also going over. And Cowbridge also progressed in the Division 2 Cup after beating Pill Harriers 35-12 in the second round. So that was the Cup action, and back to league action there for your Vale teams next week. But it's coming over the horizon and it's not far to go now. The Autumn Internationals. And this was Steve Tandy's first announcement. So I'll quickly go through the sides for anyone that's not seen it. So in the forwards, we've got Kieran Azzurati, Adam Beard, Liam Belcher, Rhys Carey, Ben Carter, Brody Coughlin, Chris Coleman, Ollie Cracknell, Rhys Davis, James Fender, Archie Griffin, David Jenkins, Dewey Lake, Alex Mann, Jack Morgan, Morgan Morse, Tame Plumtree, Nicky Smith, Danny Southworth, Gareth Thomas, Freddie Thomas and Alan Wainwright. And in the backs, we've got Josh Adams, Jacob Beathman, Rio Dyer, Dan Edwards, Jared Evans, Kieran Hardy, Joe Hawkins, Louis Hennessy, Max Llewellyn, Ruben Morgan Williams, Blair Murray, Louis Rhys-Zammit, Tom Rogers, Callum Sheedy, Ben Thomas, Nick Tompkins and Thomas Williams. That's sort of the updated Wales squad there. So there's some new names in there, and there's some returning names in there as well. And just to remind everyone, so Wales kick off their autumn internationals on November the 9th, and that is a 10 past 3 kickoff against Argentina. Then they play on the 15th, and that is a 20 to 6 kickoff against Japan. And then the following weekend from that, on the 22nd, it's going to be a really good game, hopefully there, and that will be Wales taking on New Zealand, and that's going to be at 10 past 3. And they follow that then a week later, where they take on South Africa. Now, there's a lot of rugby going on there, and again, how many do you think Wales are going to win? Now, Argentina are always a tough game, but I think if they can play well and beat Argentina, I think they've got a good chance to beat Japan. They did tie the series in the summer 1-1 with Japan, so that again is something to take comfort for, and that did stop the 18 game losing streak. And then we've got New Zealand. Now, normally, I think these autumn internationals, we normally play them first or near the beginning. I think this time we're going to have a bit of time to settle in, so the players are going to kind of understand how each other's playing, and then they're not going to be sort of coming into the squad and playing it as the first match. So I think I'm hoping for a good autumn international. I think if you were to ask me what I think is going to happen, I think Wales will win 2 out of 4, and I think it's going to be the first two, but I think they will run New Zealand close. I think they'll probably run them close for 50-55 minutes, and unfortunately, what tends to happen then is New Zealand normally manage to find a little bit extra there. And South Africa, I mean, the last few seasons against South Africa, I think we've struggled. But there was a time where we'd beat them on a semi-regular basis, so we could be getting back to that. I mean, remember, this is. A brand new coaching lineup there as well. So there's a few names missing as well, and they've lost Falatal for the autumn international, and that's with a serious knee injury. So that's why Ollie Cracknell has got his call up. He's been a great servant for Wales, Falatal, but he's 34, the serious knee injury. Let's hope he can recover and we can see him put in the red shirt on again. It's also nice to see Morgan Morse and Alex Mann getting some runouts or getting called up into the squad as well. Aaron Wainwright, we all sort of know what he can do. For me, I think if Falatal's not playing, I think for me, although Morgan Morse and Tane Plumtree are contenders for the number 8 spot, I think for me it goes to Wainwright. But again, that's a personal opinion, and I think that's a discussion that will go up and down rugby clubs and pubs and any social events talking about rugby up and down the country. I think there, but it's kind of nice to see sort of new names on there, and Reece Carey, nice to see him back in a Wales squad as well. Really, I was really disappointed personally when he left, and he wasn't eligible then to play for Wales, or he wasn't being selected to play for Wales at the time. I think he offers quite a bit there as well, and you know he's playing in the English Premier system as well there for Saracens. So let's just see what he brings. But on the whole, I'm feeling upbeat and confident about the Autumn Internationals. There's still there's still 2 weeks to go. This time next week, I'm going to probably be a bottle of fizzy pop because I love the Autumn Internationals. And I think it's just the whole atmosphere. I mean, the clocks have gone back now, so the nights are drawing in, and it's just the atmosphere in the stadium. A little bit chilly, but you know, your scarf and your gloves and your hot chocolate whilst watching the game. And I think there's sometimes there can be nothing better than that. Obviously, a Wales victory that makes it so much better as well. But let's just hope for performance, and after the after at least the win against Japan gives us a bit of confidence going into the this Autumn International, then you know the finish is sort of November, and then we've only got a couple of months to wait until the Six Nations, and that'll be with us before we even know. And again, as always again, a great time of year. So yeah, lots of international rugby, but I'll be trying to keep my excitement in check next week for the Autumn Internationals, but we'll also be keeping you up to date with any news coming out of the Wales squad on this Monday night sports show. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the ice hockey here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio. And whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and ensuites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Planning to move house in the new year? Then set the wheels in motion today with Chris Davis Estate Agents. We've three offices across the Vale, and we'll give you an honest valuation designed to get you moving fast. Now's the time to get those photos taken too, so we can get your property listed on Rightmove, On The Market and Zoopla quicker than you can sing Auld Lang Syne. Let our family move your family. Search Chris Davis Estate Agents.
Why have a white Christmas when you can enjoy a silver Christmas at Fonmon Castle? Our silver Christmas experience is back, and it's bigger, brighter and more magical than ever before. We've twinkling festive gardens, an enchanting Christmas story trail, live shows on the castle balcony and in the ice dome, plus Jurassic Wales, where dinosaurs meet Christmas. Tickets are on sale now, so check dates and prepare for the best Christmas ever at fonmoncastle.com.
From sunny to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Table.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we said we were going to have a look at the Cardiff Devils to see how they've got on, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So last week we found out that the Devils had lost two games in a row. But this weekend they bounced back from that to beat the elite league leaders Nottingham Panthers 4-1. Brendan Harris put the Panthers ahead before the Devils leveled through Riley Brandt, before Joey Martin put the Devils ahead in the second period. Brendan East's and Martin's second goals secured a second league win of the season over Panthers. And then on Sunday, the Devils were away to Coventry Blaze. And after that Sunday game, the Devils moved to the top of the Elite League after a 3-0 win. There was a goalless opening period, but Brett Perlini broke the deadlock at Coventry's Sky Dome Arena to put the Devils in front. Cole Sanford and Ryan Barrow wrapped up the victory in the final period. So that's two wins on the bounce there for the Devils, and their next game is away to Belfast Giants on Wednesday before they're back at home to Manchester Storm on Saturday. And as we always say, the ice hockey, they always seem to play lots of matches, and they were playing sort of on the Saturday and on the Sunday. And again, it's still, I think I said this last season as well, it still amazes me the effort that they can put in every single game. I can barely stand up on the ice, let alone think about trying to move around and avoid people and try and score goals and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm not the most stable person, so you'll never see me swinging around the ice rink. But as we said, the Devils are currently top of the Elite League, and they're sitting top on 9 points after playing only five games. And I say playing only five games because Nottingham Panthers, who are level on points with the Devils, who sit second, have played six games. And then Manchester Storm are in third. They've played the same amount of games as the Devils, but they're on 8 points. And then Glasgow Clan, who are in fourth, have played two games more than the Devils, but are a point behind again or in eighth. The Belfast Giants, who the Devils take on next, they're currently in seventh place. They're on 4 points, but they've only played three games, so they've got two games in hand over the Devils. They're the ones that have played the least amount of games in the league. Most of the teams have played five, six, or seven games. But in the certainly in the ice hockey, that's how quick matches and league positions, especially in the early stages, can change around. I mean, they play two, sometimes three matches in a week, and if you win them three matches, then you can certainly move up the table. And I think that's what we remember happening sort of last season as well. A team that looked sort of really out of it in fourth or fifth, grab a few wins, and then are up into second, first and second. So the Elite Hockey League is always a really interesting one to keep an eye on, to watch the change rounds and to see how the games change the league tables, particularly at this stage of the season. Still to come at Pro Radio, we're going to explain how you can get in touch with me and potentially be talking about a sport that you love so much that you think the people of the Vale should be either playing about it or just knowing about it. Here to come at Bro Radio.
Nights on the beach, walking, always silent, never talking. Then you call my name, and I know inside I love you. Sail away, I miss you more until you see the shore. There I will be waiting, anticipating.
Sports show with me, Mike Fowler. So as we come close to the end of another sports roundup here in the Vale, is there a sport that I'm not talking about that you think I should? Is there a sports team, sports club or volunteer that you think needs to have a little thank you? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me here at Bro Radio. And you can do that via the social medias. Just look for us on the social media platforms or by emailing me. That's sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And I could be talking to you about the sport that you like so much, or I could invite you to come along to Bro Radio and you could tell the people of the Vale yourself about the sport, sports team, sports club, or volunteer that keeps the club going. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs. And we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castleland Community Centre in Barry, and you'll find all the details at mirandaleedance.com.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.